hi to Go Mommy Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka D.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but the hair is out in pump today because we've got some special news for you. We're working with Woolies to launch their new W Beauty Hair Lab. And if you remember last week, we were encouraging you to go in store to selected stores and use the samples, tag us, create content. But now the product has officially launched, as you can see.
The
packaging is gorgeous. And we'll be expanding on it in our girl chat.
Yeah, guys, we'll be speaking about it more in our girl chat. Go over there, but like, just admire this packaging while we're here.
It matches our vibe. So you two can go into any Woolies outlet and shop this range. Without further ado, you'll see the link in our description below. And let's get into our life.
Yeah, now on to the life update. I was literally just complimenting her about her shoes.
Oh, thank you. So I call them my fairy heels. I don't know if you guys can see.
Like, they are so pretty, guys. They are so pretty. I'm thank here you. With some edgy.
I like yours too.
Edgy shoes. Like, they're so
I thought
edgy.
They were leopard print. You said they were leopard print.
No, the bag is leopard print.
Okay. I love these still. Brown and gold go really well.
Thank you very much. With my gold nails.
Everybody did say gold is your color.
I agree.
Goldilocks.
That's for Goldilocks. Yeah, guys, gold nails that Kaya paid for. Toes that Kaya paid for.
Spoil your friends every once in a while, man.
Mental health that Kaya paid for. Because retail therapy is mental health.
It is. Maintenance
girl day is very much mental health coded. I hear you. So anyways, anything happened in your life recently?
No. Guys, my life is so bland. It's so ridiculously bland. I am going to Ultra Fest this weekend.
What's Ultra
Fest? It's this massive festival. It has EDM. It has four stages. EDM is electronic dance music. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's four stages. So one has EDM, one has piano, if I'm not mistaken. One has chrom, if I'm not mistaken, and house. I don't think there's a hip-hop stage, but correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm looking forward to that because I've never really been to a festival, to a music festival. And it's courtesy of Lipton. So, yeah. And I'm a big tea drinker, more in summer, an iced tea drinker. So when they hit me up and said, hey, come through the Ultra Fest, I was like,
I want to be there.
What?
I want to be part inside.
So I'm really excited for that because, you know, I'm always thinking content, outfits. My outfit for this weekend.
You very excited?
Crazy. But by the time this comes, by the time you guys see this, I would have gone.
Yes. So would have seen.
You would have seen the trippity trip trip. You get what I'm saying? But other than that, I've really just been working. We've really just been working. And you know what? I'm more excited. I don't have much for my life update. I'm still doing short form content, putting my foot into it. I'm working on...
You want to say it?
No, I just want you guys to see it. At this point, like I've said, I'm working on so many things and you guys don't see it. So you guys just see it. Yeah, I'd rather just see it. I'm more excited for your life update because it's such a massive contrast, I believe.
Oh, Shem, let me tell you something, guys.
Yeah. Is that a hickey on your shoulder?
Hell no.
You're just being sensitive.
Hell no. Heaven.
I must be like,
that's haram. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
I was just thinking, maybe, okay, no, it's on both sides of your shoulder, so that means something irritated your skin. Because otherwise you're like, who's the boy that's Dracula-ing your body?
Like, I was scared when you said that. I was so scared, guys. I'm so sorry. I could never. Okay, just so we can put it out there, my life update, I'm still single as a Pringle.
Yeah.
Like, ultra single. Like, single, it's sickening type of single. But I'm happy with the single.
Happy.
Because it's, it's like figure out single.
Yeah.
Figure out life single.
Yeah.
Figure out God single.
Yeah.
It's like... I'm in my like
figure out yourself single.
Figure out my mental health single.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy with this single. But life update contrast from the previous week. Let me tell you guys, they don't know what happened the previous week, funny enough, because all the things that went down after we shot the episode, which is so crazy.
They don't know. I mean, if you've seen her vlog, the vlog that she recently uploaded, then you would know.
Then you would know.
But
go over there.
Guys, watch her vlog. She's on 3 for 3 now, 4 for 4 by the
4 for 4 And I try my best. So I try my best on my vlogs.
Yes.
Not too boring, ne?
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't want to bore anyone.
I like your little, you know, what makes a vlog really different is those intimate moments that you have with your audience during the vlog. So I like when you sit down and you tell them that, yo, this is me right now. This is what's going on right now. That's very, very, you know, like it breaks that fourth wall between viewer and creator. It makes us feel like, yeah, I know. We know what's going on.
Yeah. Because I was like, yo, I yap too much. And then I saw a lot of comments saying, ah, don't stop the yap sessions. Because I literally wanted to stop them and just give you all aesthetics. I don't know. That's why we love you. We love your yap sessions.
Yeah. Because people watch vlogs. Let me speak for myself. I watch vlogs when I'm like cleaning or, you know, working or sending invoices or whatever the case may be, right? It's usually just like the, you know, when you need a visual or when you're eating, you need a visual. So those yap sessions are really important because, you know, I'll be washing dishes and be like, hey, same, you know?
Yeah,
don't cut them out. They're really important.
Okay, so if you watch my vlogs, then you know what happened.
Yeah.
So I had like a hectic time. So let me put it like this, guys. I'm going to carry on speaking about like my emotions and stuff like that, but the intimate details, not anymore.
Okay.
Not yet. Okay. Let me say not yet. Okay. Not anymore, not yet. So okay. I'll have timing with intimate details, but I will tell you how I felt. Last week. It was last week.
Can you believe it? Last week.
It was last week.
Yep.
Awesome. God works fast in the heart if it was last week. So last week, I felt like I was like, you know when they say don't kick like a dog while it's down type of thing? That's how I felt. Like I'm already down bad and here's life kicking me when I'm already like down bad, you know? And I just, guys, I just felt so like, everything is against me. Like, once you fix one problem, 10 more just spring out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, why? So it was a bit hectic. Like, I felt so drained mentally, emotionally. Like, physically, I was physically exhausted because, like, we had so much work that we did the previous day. Mm-hmm. And then the following day, I had to deal with, like, a physically and emotionally taxing task.
Yeah.
So I just felt so tired with life, guys. Yeah. Oh, so tired with life, guys. Yeah. Oh, Benkatele, guys. Oh! I'm gonna
guys,
cry.
We're no more doing the expose on Showmax on Rampedi Media.
Oh, there's an expose that we said we're gonna do. Surviving Rampedi Media. Oh, wow.
Thank you so
Life saving,
hey,
guys.
Thank you so much. Ooh. I was dying of this. I was even drinking a chai latte.
Yes, exeni. Like, it's that bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, wait. Give us a moment.
Emotional exhaustion. Guys, just to give you an idea, because I feel like she's busy dancing around the reality of her past week. It was incredibly tough. She did mention in the previous episode that they had to move out, that her family had to move out. And that was incredibly stressful. Like, the details of that were so stressful. And it was crazy because I was there for, like, the inciting moment where
everything felt like it was falling apart. We were packing.
Yeah, we had shot like little girl dinner, girls' night in together, and the morning after we were getting ready to leave. And I'm yapping, guys, I'm yapping about something completely unrelated. I don't even remember. I was probably going on about plans, whatever, right? And I noticed she goes dead silent. I'm like, oh.
My energy's changed.
What has happened here, right? And she, when I look, because while I was yapping, I was in the bathroom, which is not so far from the room. So when I come out of the room and peek as to why is this girl silent all of a sudden, she's dead, there's a dead stare, and that dead stare is at her phone. And I'm like, damn, it's coming down, and I've got to catch her. And she was very like, she tried to hurry the process up of packing and leaving and being silent. And there was a point where she couldn't do that anymore. And I'm glad that you allowed yourself to, like, drop and say, you know what? This is big. Like, this is really affecting me. Because I saw you try to thug it out. I'm like, girl.
I was trying to be a thug.
Come in here, man.
I was trying to be a thug. I ended up crying. And I thought those were the last tears I was going to cry for the day. Because I thought what was happening in that moment was, like, the worst thing that could happen. And the day just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, the only time where the day finally, like, quieted down was, like, at 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. That was when, like, my day finally had, like, a solace of peace.
Yeah.
I just get, like, it got worse. It got really worse. I'll go into the details of it, like, one of these days. Yeah. I'll go into the deep. But right now, just for my family, like my siblings and stuff, I just want to give them peace of mind. Yeah. So I'm not going to go into the details.
Yeah.
But it was a day. Mm-hmm. It was a day, 2 days and a half. Yeah. Like, it was a 2 days and a half. And I'm just like, yo, I'm tired. And there was a light somewhere, got tunneling.
Yeah.
And we tunneled through, we pushed through. And then this week just came with the banger. This week came with the banger. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It just came with a banger. And was like, yo.
Yeah.
It felt like when you guys kept like commenting that one day the Lord will wipe your tears.
Yeah.
One day the Lord, guys, I got so many DMs of people telling me that God will wipe my tears. Or the joy that comes after the wiping will be 10 times more. What? Yeah. And I, at that point, at some point,
it was like,
it was such a broken record. Yeah. And yo, wazisula inyembezi zamshem. He wiped my tears. Tears were wiped. And I don't think I've processed it yet. I'm still astonished. I
process it every day. Like, I be watching your stories, like, okay, she's processing.
Like, slowly but surely, but I still am not fully comprehending. I think because of, like, PTSD of, like, what I've gone through, I feel like something bad is supposed to happen this week. Like, I don't think this week can finish without something bad happening because of all the good news that keeps coming in this week. But most of that good news is thanks to you guys who watch our podcast and support us on a daily. Love y'all.
Love you loads.
Down. Love y'all down.
Yeah.
I'm still in disbelief, I won't lie. I'm also in, like, imposter syndrome. Yeah. I'm also in, like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Like, pinch me.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I can't believe it. So I don't think I'm fully reveling in the joy of it because I can't believe it.
Yeah. That's lovely. Like, I told you I was excited for that. And I'm pretty sure our viewers are also like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have any takeaways except, like, I told you so. But besides that, we can move on to our girl chat segment, which is all about the That Girl Hair Kissed artifact. Baby. And like I mentioned in the beginning that we're working with W Beauty to launch their new hair lab. And so what we did today was actually go in store because part of, you know, having the range is knowing your scalp's condition and your hair type. Mm. So do you want to start with how they diagnosed your hair?
Yeah.
Or should I start with mine?
I want to say that, like, let me tell you what I love about the range and what I love about what Woolies is doing.
Yeah.
So most hair care products out there, right, they deal with surface level issues.
Yeah.
It's like
your hair looks.
Yes, they deal with, like, surface hair issues, like oh, how your hair looks, the shine, the volume, the thingy. But they're tackling it on a, like, post-hair basis, you know. So, you know, the same way, like, skincare routine, we need products that go into the skin and deal with the skin on the inside so that it reflects the skin nice on the outside. Yes. Woolies has done that, but with hair care.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, these products are meant to deal with your hair from your scalp, from the inside. That's why you can't just go and just say, no, give a moisture lock for vibes, or I want smooth, smooth move for vibes. No, you need to go and get a range that is specific to the condition. That your hair is at, you know? Yeah. So,
a fun fact about the W Beauty Hair Lab range is that it's actually professional hair care at an affordable price as well. So, I'm one person who's experienced professional hair care, the whole treatments, the masks, the, you know, protection, heat protection, and it tends to be quite pricey, but Woolies has bought it for us and said we're going to make it affordable, make it accessible, and give you so many options.
So many options that specific for your hair condition, which brings me to my hair condition.
Okay.
So the like, what's important about, like, this whole process and this whole journey that we're going on, because it's a journey.
Yeah.
We're not here to play with you guys.
Yeah.
Is that first you need to go in store, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, speak to the consultants there. They've been trained. They went through training and everything. And ask them, what is your hair condition? Kind of find out what is the range you should be buying, you know, you should be going and getting, you know. So Mina, you guys know that my hair is chemical processed hair. Like, God, relax. I love relaxed hair. Yeah. I am so sorry. I'm a relaxed hair girl. You know, I love it. Like, I love it down. Like,
the wind.
Like, when the wind goes, my hair goes.
You get it?
I love it.
You get it?
I love the color. I love it. I love it down, you know? Yeah. So, because my hair is, like, relaxed, hair, it goes through a lot. And my hair suffers a lot of breakage, guys. Like, it's not even funny. Like, where did I put my brush? I was brushing my hair earlier on. Like, if I show you guys my hairbrush, it literally has, like, so many strands of my hair from today.
Yeah.
Guys, like, I'll literally, like, I can even clean it, brush, you will find a strand. My hair breaks. It breaks so much. Guys, look at, thank you so much. Look at all this.
That is quite
and this is my hair from today. Like, I cleaned this brush. Like, this is all my hair from today. My hair's so sad. Like, it's so sad. So, because of, like, all of that, like, my hair suffers a lot of breakage because it's, like, processed hair. And it's, guys. And I also, like, do a lot of, like, I curl it. If you've seen all that. So, like, a lot of heat also goes into my hair and stuff like that. So, the lady was like, Wena, this is what you need. Le Miracle Mix. You need the repair and strengthen. You need to repair your hair and strengthen it, you know, because, like, it's a breaking hair. So that's my hair condition because of, like, all that relaxer and stuff.
Which is so different from mine, because my hair, mine is not chemically processed. It's actually virgin hair.
Yeah.
I've never colored it, never relaxed it.
I loved how you called your hair virgin hair, not natural hair.
Gigi hair.
I love how you called your hair, like, virgin hair, because, like, natural hair implies that.
What?
It's not a great term.
Natural hair.
Yeah.
Oh, no, virgin hair, the term virgin refers to it never being colored or never having been chemically processed.
Yes.
Natural, we did have a chat about calling our hair natural hair.
And how, like, it makes it seem like our hair is not naturally what it is.
So my hair is 4C and low porosity. So low porosity means that my hair struggles to absorb moisture. If it does, it does so for a very short amount of time, and then it goes back to being dry again. And what's even worse is that it's now winter, so the air is drier. It's no longer humid, which means that my hair needs a lot of moisture. Like, the moment my consultant parted my hair, she was like, "Moisture, that's what you need." So that's this blue one over here. Moisture Lock part of the range that she recommended for me. She's like, your hair needs. And what's lovely about, I'm so educated. What's lovely about the moisture range as well is that when your hair needs moisture, the last thing you need to put on it is oil. It needs water. It needs hydration. It needs to slurp all of that up. So the mistake that I made previously was by, you know, thinking that heavy oils were going to compensate for the lack of moisture. And so the consultant was like, no, you need something water-based. You need conditioner, a serum. I think you also have a serum. Yes, that's a serum.
Hair serum.
Yeah.
To help with the breakage.
So that was my hair diagnosis. And we're going to be, we did try out the samples. We went into the store, like you saw
funny
on our
enough,
reels.
The samples we tried out, if you guys check them out,
are
so similar to what we needed.
Yes. The we samples, kind of had an idea.
Like we kind of had, like, an idea, but then, like, it just further confirmed, because you can't now go buy a whole range without knowing what your hair condition is.
Yeah.
You know, and how, guys.
I used one, guys, if you've seen my hair shrink, you know that it becomes very full, right? Yeah. So when we went into the store, I took, like, 6-7 samples. I'm like, my hair's going to need 7 sachets.
She
did. The front of my hair not need one and the back need just another one? She and that was it. And what was lovely about that sample, that moisture sample, was that it was both a conditioner and a shampoo. So I didn't have to wash twice or 3 times. It clarified my scalp. And not only did it clarify, it moisturized. Like, I will rave about those samples alone, so I can't imagine when we take the full range and put the entire range to
together.
We'll
see how it's gonna be. Yeah. Oh, guys, one thing about me, I'm a scent lover. Oh, Zinuka, I'm Nandi.
Yes, it really does.
Oh, like, she, because I was with her when she tried the samples, and she was the first person to wash her hair. And she opened the sachet, and then I was like, "Hi, bo, unaga anla."
Yeah.
And then she was like, when she used the first one, you should have heard her scream. Ah, my ears. The guys were yeah, so I'm much like, foam. And it's just one sachet. And now she has like four extra sachets. Yeah. Like, and then now she has the whole range I'm now. Saving them. Ah, you are up. You are so up.
So my personal That Girl Hair Care starter pack is the moisture, but it's also the color range. So I'm planning, and you don't even have to hold me to it. The appointment is already made. I'm planning to color my hair, but I want to do so in a way that's safe for my strands so that I don't suffocate them because I already, you know, have low porosity hair. So I want, if anything, if you're going to color your hair, you're going to have to do it professionally so it doesn't lose it in its integrity, its strength, and its beauty. And so when I said that to the consultant, that, hey, like, I'm going to color my hair, she's like, we've got you covered for that too. We've got you covered on moisture and how to reinforce the strength of your strands, how to keep your hair healthy, your curls as bouncy, even though your hair has been colored. Mm. So that's what I'm I'm preparing for. I don't think you guys will. This is the last time you're gonna see me with black hair.
What color are you going for?
It's a surprise.
Ah, girl. Mind it's you, a surprise. I not tell my chest.
Yes. I want you guys to see me next week and be like, who's this girl?
Whoa.
Who is this girl?
Yes. Oh my God. For me, shame. My starter pick. You know what I was what I'm most excited about trying, eh? Take it out there. That miracle mask.
Yes. This one.
This hair mask.
Yes.
This hair
mask. I wanted to get it too, but I'm like,
I am not part of my so excited to guys. Guys, have you ever tried a face mask? A hair mask feels the same way. So sending I'm so excited to see what this does for my hair, guys. I'm so excited. Like, I'm actually like, this is me this weekend. I'll come back next week and I'll tell you. I will tell you much. So I'm starting off with the mask. That's what I'm really, really excited
and I think,
about.
Oh, it has biotin, capilla longa.
Guys, by the way, these products,
argan oil,
are dermatologically tested, guys. Tested.
Dermatologically?
Even, yeah, somewhere there at the back.
Where?
I read it now. Oh, dermatologically tested.
Is. Guys, we did say that it's professional.
Like, I'm telling you, it's dermatologically tested and approved by toxicologists. Guys,
yes.
I love it because it's supposed to treat your scalp, guys. Yeah. It's part of your skin. It has to be dermatologically tested. Yes. Think about it. You know, and they also like sulfate free. I love.
Oh, yes. Interesting thing about sulfates is that everything that you use for your hair needs to be sulfate free because sulfates stunt the growth of your hair.
Look at you. They must hire you there.
Do you get?
Mrs. Do you hair get consultant.
I can be your hair. Meet me at Woolies. I'll be your hair consultant. Yay. I think that might be it for our girl chat segment. Yeah. Because I think I've also spoken about, I didn't ask you, what are some mistakes that you made in your hair care routine before you knew what you needed?
Yo, a lot. A lot of mistakes, eh?
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes. Using heat without heat protecting.
Oh, and you do have
a heat protected. I'm telling you.
Sending jealousy.
Yes, yes, guys. Using heat without heat protectant. Like, I curl my hair.
And you know what's interesting? It says it protects your hair from the damaging impact of heat styling up to 200 degrees. 200 degrees. 200
guys,
degrees.
Like, I really didn't care about my hair. Let me tell you a story, ne? Okay. Like, I'll straighten my hair, right? And my straightener is an old... That means I need to buy a new straightener because now I care.
Okay. Because
my straightener is like those old school straighteners, so they don't even have like a protective layer. Mm-hmm. So with every straighten... I see a strand.
Steam. Oh, what?
A strand of her. Yeah.
Come out.
Yeah. With everyone. You guys, my hair.
Get on your Zoom.
It's going through.
Get
it.
On your Zoom.
So those are the mistakes I'd make, like using heat on my hair without heat protecting. Yeah. And also, I'll do everything like shampoo, conditioner, but I'm not really like, I'm just putting protein things. I'm just doing this and that, this and that. Not really care because I just love the packaging. Whatever it says, I do. You know?
Yeah.
So now, when Willys came and approached us, and they're like, no, you can't just go and buy any range.
Yeah.
You need to go and get it tested because we are dealing with hair conditions.
Yeah.
I was like, hair conditions?
Conditions.
Yeah. And then, like, that made me realize that actually what matters is what you do here.
So,
yeah, those are the mistakes I made.
I already mentioned mine. I was using heavy, heavy oils on low porosity. Mm. Like, and then I would wonder why my pillow is soaked in the morning. You know? all the hair, all the oil has transferred to my pillowcase. Mm-hmm. And
your hair's still dry.
My hair's still dry.
I know,
bro.
Oily, dry hair. You're looking at it now.
Guys, I'm telling you. You're also looking at it right now, guys.
You are looking at it right now. Yeah. Right now. But anyways, thank you, guys.
And what sorry to cut you off. I think the last thing from me, what I love about the Woolies W Beauty Hair Lab range is that it encourages you to be more intentional about your hair care. I know that in the past few months I've been shortcutting it, man. I've just been shampoo, conditioner, and out. Maybe a little spritz of a, you know, leave-in conditioner. But the range encourages you to be intentional. There's a shampoo, there's a conditioner, there's a hair serum, there's a hair oil, there is, you know, heat protectant, there's a mask. So it makes you want to fall in love with your hair again because of how much time you're taking
on your hair.
Exactly.
For me, who's a simple girly and who's not deep in the details, what I like about the range is the fact that they are arranged. Like, it's stacked, guys. What you need is color coordinated. Yeah. You see, the green is me. Like, and it's the fact that I don't have to go and read every product and be like, oh, this is this, this is that, this is this, this is that. It's already been packaged for me. Like, I don't have to go search long and wide for the full package for my hair. Yeah. It's already been grouped for me.
Beauty Hair Lab.
Y'all ate it up. Man. I won't lie. Like,
you got the
I
girls.
Won't lie.
So, guys, we're encouraging you guys. Go into store, get your consultation, and purchase the products that the consultant recommends.
Yes.
Also, don't be afraid to get Woolies Beauty in on it, too. They have their own Instagram page, @WoolliesBeauty. So interact there, send the content, shoot the content, let them know how you're feeling about their new range, and join us.
One thing that they said that they loved is they wanted your voice to be heard too. So please do let them know.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to our game segment, baby. Let me just read our game for you.
I saw the game, right? And it's kind of like finish the sentence vibes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's called fill in the blank prompts. You ready?
Oh, you're already there.
I'm there.
Okay, lead us.
Okay.
I'm still scrolling.
First one.
Yes.
The woman I'm becoming is no longer.
Okay. Do you want to start? I'm still scrolling, by the way, guys.
The woman I'm becoming is no longer people pleasing.
Okay. We spoke about that in our little special.
In our special?
Yeah.
Hope you watched the special.
The woman I'm becoming is no longer shrinking herself.
Girl, you said you had nothing to say about that topic.
For myself.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, listen, let me expand.
Okay, expand.
I feel like I overthink a lot of the things that I want to do in my career. So if I want to do a new show, I'm overthinking it, you know? And I'm so conscious about how much space I'm taking up, right? And I think the woman I'm becoming no longer thinks too hard about showing up as herself, and in that, as a content creator, let me say. Because when it comes to your YouTube content, we did say this earlier, that like you like vlogging, I like shows. Like, I like to do the one rant challenge. I like to go outside and, you know, play a soccer thing or do this. And last year, and it's the reason why I've fallen off the wagon so many times, is because I was overthinking the whole thing. I need a camera crew. I need lights. I need mics. I need lights, camera, action, you know. And I'm realizing that I am the biggest part of that content. It's not the camera, it's not the mic, not the light, it is me. I make the content what it is. And so the woman I'm becoming is not thinking too much about all of that, not shrinking. Let's take over.
Okay. Yeah. Love that energy.
Love that loads.
Love that down. Okay. Becoming her means I will always.
Becoming her means I will always. I will always be good.
Oh.
Yeah, in our special, we also spoke about, you know, how sometimes we're pressured to perform and be nice and lose sight of our goodness. But I've seen my goodness pay off. I've received so many, destiny helpers. There's no other word that I can think of for it. But there are so many people in my corner that wouldn't be in my corner if I wasn't good. You know, just genuine, like they're doing things for me. Just because. And I'm in so much awe of how many people are going out of their way because they see something in me, you know. And it's It's the affirmation that I needed, that my goodness is well placed, you know, and that I don't need to fake it. I don't need to be vindictive. I don't need to be nice. I've just got to be good. And people are going to fall in love with that and cultivate me the way that they do. There's literally, her name is Hannah. Shout out Hannah. Hey, Hannah. Hannah was doing the comms for a salon that I visited. And she was just doing the back and forth communication, like, hey, I would send her a reel for approval or whatever the case may be. And just via that communication with her, she was like, look, I'm starting an agency. I want you to be my first talent.
What?
And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'll put you forward. Like, you're really cool people. I've got your back. If anything, I want to see you win. And I was like, huh?
That's nice. That's beautiful. We have,
you know, and I was just like, and that's who I am. Like I said earlier, I can't help but be good. So, yeah, becoming her means that I'll always be good. Becoming her for you means?
You. Becoming her for me means I'll always... Child, I don't know. I'll always be poor.
Yeah.
Always be authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it... I'll always, forever be authentic.
Oh, my healing started when I finally...
put myself first.
Nice. My healing started when I finally told the truth. Nice. And I'm going to expand. I know it's a game, guys. I'm supposed to be laughing and all that. I know. But like, it's finished the sentence. Maybe I'll say something funny in the next statement. Just bear with me. Okay. But I've watched you. I don't know if you've watched you.
Who's you?
The series.
Oh, okay.
Girl, tap in, man. Okay. Anywho.
I've never watched you.
But... guys, I know a lot of us who've watched the series.
The stalker guy?
Yes.
Okay.
The stalker guy.
Isn't he being stalked now?
No.
Oh,
no,
see, no. I've never watched it. I've only seen TikTok edits.
Tap in. And I know a lot of us are in disagreement about how it ended. I'm also in, like how it ended. No, he didn't die.
Ah, damn.
Really? Why didn't he die? But anyway, what I love, though, about the series is that last season... we saw the protagonist, who was really the antagonist, come to terms with who he really is.
A stalker. I'm so sorry. This is the humor. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
He was way more than a stalker, guys. Like, way what more. Did he do? He's so bad. He's a serial killer, a stalker, a narcissist, a manipulator, a monster, like his son called him. But anyway... a lover, but a lover whose love is so violent, so controlling, it's ridiculous. And the point I'm trying to make here, right, is that for 4 seasons, because it's got 5 seasons, but for 4 seasons...
he's been such a horrible person.
Girl, let me finish my damn statement.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
For 4 seasons, right, we've seen things from his perspective, right, and we've sort of sympathized with his way of doing things to the point that we actually liked him. You know, some people, I'll speak for myself, I rooted for him, you know? I'd even be like, nah, this character needs to go kill him, you know? Like, I'd be encouraging him, right? And in the last season, everybody, including the viewers, came to the reality of who Joe Goldberg is. And for me, it's about telling the truth. We had to tell the truth as viewers that we were enabling that behavior, that psychotic, controlling stalker behavior, and it is the reality of so many people. And it's something significant was said in the series as well. One of the girls that he was in love with said, the fantasy of a man like you is how we deal with the reality of a man like you. Okay, next. Yeah, I wanted to expand, but it's a game. Let's laugh.
Okay.
So your healing starts, my healing started when I told the truth about who I am.
Oh, okay.
Not drawing a comparison between me and Joe Goldberg, but really like telling the truth about the bad parts of me.
Of who you are.
Yeah.
Mm. I knew I was that girl when
I pulled up to a house full of shorties. The moment I come in, y'all all quiet. That's when I knew. I said, ooh, I got the juice. Like, I got the sauce.
You're like, you that girl.
What is happening? Because I promise you, like, it was literally like a pool party situation, right? And there was a pool house away from the main house. So when you're in the pool house, you can't really see who's in the main house or who's even coming to the pool house.
Yeah, yeah.
So on my way to the pool house, it's bustling. I can see girls, a lot of girls, just talking, laughing with each other, drinking, whatever the case may be. And I'm like excited to join the environment because I'm like, oh, I was invited to this pool party. Let me see what's happening.
Come and enjoy.
The moment I step in, crickets, except for the gents, obviously, because they didn't know what was happening. But the moment I step in, it was in fact, the gents too, now that I think about it, I'm like, no. I know some gents who were there who didn't say anything. But the moment I stepped in, it was like, meow. I'm very, like, not social, but you're going to know I'm in the room, right? So I went and I greeted every single one of them. I called them by name.
You're like, so.
Hi, Melissa. Mm, hi. Mm, hi.
Yes,
and
girl.
And like, they could see, like, I was like, yeah, I knew.
You're like, hey.
Hey, man. I don't know what it is, whether they were talking about me or maybe they didn't expect me to be there or whatever the case is, but it's happened so many times. I also knew I was that girl and, like, oh, my God.
You are the girl. You are that girl. Guys,
you need to
surround yourself.
She will toot our horns.
I'll toot my own, everybody's own.
Yeah, everybody's own.
When people ask me about rapidity, I toot. But anyways.
When did you know you were that girl?
Girl, been that girl, always been that girl.
Both.
Like,
from both.
Okay, before, I didn't know that the way people were reacting was because I am that girl.
Yeah.
Then, when did I know I was that girl? I knew I was that girl, I guess, like, girl, I've been that girl.
Yeah, okay. Like, not like, bro, next question, man.
Like, okay, let me think about
it. Let me think about it, okay. Because there's, like, even instances in primary school.
High school. Like, when I get opportunity because I am that girl, like, not because they've seen me do the work. People think I can do the work because I am that girl. There is no evidence of me doing that work. But because I am that girl, people think I can do that work.
Yeah.
Literally. I was at a firm once, right? I was at a firm once. And you know how many people go to these firm thingies and these events and thingy. Didn't the senior manager not pull me to the side and said, are you not signed to our firm? I said, no. They're like, why? Sign this girl now. I even got a personalized parcel and gift. I was even given two gifts from the firm. And do you know how many people are there?
You get it.
I am that girl. Always been that girl.
Hey, we did it to ourselves, just these. I mean, you see that whole rant? We really did it to ourselves.
No, like, Jim. No, it's not arrogance, guys. It's just knowing you are.
How many minutes are we in there, Tamang? Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. I think we can do one more.
Okay, which one? Choose one.
One delusion that keeps me going is...
I am that girl. Forgive me. Forgive
guys,
me.
Guys, I love my friend. There's
forgive me. No, it keeps me going.
My goodness.
No, like, Tamang said in the car today that he doesn't know anyone who toots their own horn as much as I do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been put down so much in my life that the only way to keep showing up and keep being confident and keep being in a world that just tries to dim your light is tooting your own horn.
Yeah.
So the how I survive is the delusion of the fact that I think I'm that girl.
Not a delusion, by the way. You are that girl. You are that girl.
Thank you, friend.
I ain't gonna go into the details, but
I'm that girl.
She's that girl.
What delusion do you keep up with?
Am I delusional about anything? Is the question.
You are that girl.
That ain't no delusion,
dude. Oh, girl. Girl, I'm sure a lot of people find us disgusting.
I don't care. Like, what? I really, really don't care. The thing that I, like, have a qualm with about social media is that once there are people who think that by virtue of being part of your audience, they can now dictate how you move. Like, hey, I'm part of what made you, so pay me some respect. Or, like, wait for me to validate you. Please, if you're an audience, let me say this with my chest. If you're a viewer, an audience member of somebody's content, and you feel, one, entitled, two, you feel the need, well, you feel like you are the one who's meant to validate them, three, you feel like they should run any of their life decisions by you
first.
You are And that's putting it nice. That's putting it very nice. You're insane. Anywho, let's move into our long topic. And our long topic is becoming her again, reigniting the spark and reclaiming the body. Shoo. Okay, this is going to get a little bit hectic. So just sit. If you haven't grabbed your coffee already, grab your coffee. If you haven't grabbed your tea, grab your tea. Because this one is a bit heavy. You get it. Okay. Talk to me about a season in your life where you lost your spark and why. You can have a sip of your water, girl.
Thank you very much, guys.
It's not by force. In a podcast or no be live show. You get it.
Thank you very much for that ad break. I think the season in my life where I lost my spark was in high school. Mm-hmm. You know that season where, like, I didn't understand why people believed certain rumors about me without coming to me first. Yeah. I didn't understand why certain people turned away from me or left me without telling me why they left me, or if they ever felt offended, not coming to me and telling me why, but ending up forming groups with the people who were my bullies in a sense. Because I don't think there's no such thing as confrontation when it's like 100. Yeah, when it's like 100 people versus one person.
Yeah.
That is bullying, you know?
Yep.
So I was kind of like forced to lose. I remember I cried so hard in that season. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is it? What's my problem? What am I doing? Like, why? So I kind of dimmed my light. I dimmed my spark. I feel like my spark is me brightening up a room. Me being bubbly, confident, and all those things. That's how I shine, you know? That's who I am, you know? So now when I'm trying to be timid or cutesy or mysterious and stuff like that, just to be palatable for people, mm-hmm. that's the season in my life where mm-hmm. my spark was dimmed. Mm-hmm. Was dimmed.
Years ago, though, which is a good thing.
Yeah, like, people tried in varsity, but by then I stopped caring.
Yeah. Sure. I lost my spark in my early 20s.
Okay.
Earliest 20s. I'm still in my early 20s. But let me say when I was getting into my 20s.
Okay.
And like I said earlier, what kicked off my healing journey was telling the truth. Mm. And telling the truth about that situation for me was so destabilizing, because I realized that I was groomed. So when I was 17. I got into a relationship, and I was 17 in my first year of varsity. I got into a relationship with somebody who was about 23, 24. And at the time, it seemed okay. Because I was like, oh, he's only like 5 years older than me. He's only 6 years older than me. Age difference isn't that bad. We should be fine, right? But now when I think about it, I'm...
No, it was a problem. For that 17. Man. For that man.
Do you get what I'm saying?
He was the problem.
And we were in two completely different spheres of life. You know, he had already been, you know, he had a business already established. He had already seen the world and was already in the club. You know, he was, you know, getting on his feet as a man. And I had fresh out of high school. The world has just opened up for me. And in high school, I was very academically disciplined. So I had no social life in high school. So again, the world is really, really opening up here. You know, it's my first time in a large social setting. It's my first time, you know, exploring my style, how I want to show up in the world, apart from the discipline of, you know, high school. And the relationship kicks off, and at first it's pretty good, you know. Obviously, it's always pretty good. And throughout the course of the relationship, I don't know when the twig snapped, but it quickly became very controlling. So, controlling in my appearance, controlling in my presence, mm-hmm. where I was to be seen, where I was not to be seen. It was during...
We didn't know who Kaya was, guys.
Yeah.
Like...
It was during and I couldn't even come Cape to Town, Cape Town.
The Cape Town trip. Yo, yeah. I was so mad.
And he suffocated me. And before he physically suffocated me, he mentally suffocated me. Suffocated my career. They were the Cape Town thing set all of the creators off. Mm. And I didn't go because I had this partner who said, if you go, I'm not going to be with you, you know, and it was so manipulative. My career, I remember during a crucial time, during a crucial time in my my career as a digital creator, I went offline.
She did.
Because of this really incredibly abusive relationship. And the man, suffocated the flame. He suffocated until it went completely out. All of the things that I loved to do, I no longer did. I didn't even dance anymore. I didn't sing. I didn't dress colorfully. Me finding my style is a recent thing. You know, finding my desire to, you know, be in the beauty space, fashion space is a recent thing. And it died. It really died because that man hated me, you know. Not only did he, you know, put me in danger multiple times, not only did he put me within an inch of death many times, he killed my inner man. He killed my inner man. He would say things like, you are nothing, you're gonna be, if you leave me, you're gonna be nothing without me. And would prove that.
When I catch you,
Ricky. When I catch you, Ricky. When I catch you, Ricky. So, yeah, man. That's the time I lost my spark. And I was in a relationship with him from the time I was 17 to the time I was 20. 3 years.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. It's a long time. I nearly didn't make it through my degree because of this relationship. I remember when we broke up, or when I left him, rather, we didn't break up. When I left him, when I finally built up the courage to leave this man, I didn't exist. I didn't go anywhere, do anything for a solid 2-3 months. This is in my final year. No lectures, didn't even catch up, didn't watch no recordings. And when I finally came to, when I woke up and I was like, you know what, I have to reclaim my life away from this man who's taken everything from me. When I decided, you know, that I'm going to go touch the books again, it was already exam season. And I'm like, the last time I was in a lecture hall was February. I don't know what the hell is going on here. And I can never deny an encounter with God because that was that. That was then, I mean. I got my degree. I missed 3 months of lectures, guys, back to back to back to back. And I still can't recall how on earth I made it through both exam seasons, did not fail a module, nothing. Made it clean throughout the year. But yeah, that's when I lost my spark.
When I catch
you. When we catch you. And funny enough, you know, like, such a other cool people man. Are in, let me say this, other people are in his space.
My thing is, like, there are people who chose him.
Yeah.
There are people who chose him, people you know who chose him. Yeah. I think
that's why that situation for me was really hurtful. Mm. Because it was like, oh, I know why you left. I know why you left.
And it's like, no, you don't know the reason why I left. You know, and it's a thing of, like, taking one side of a story and running with it.
Yeah, nobody asked Do you know that's so crazy? Nobody asked me, like, hey, why did you leave?
It's like the James Charles and Kay. Are you seeing the new court case?
I saw, but I don't know the details.
It's kind of similar. The guy was abusive towards this girl.
Yeah.
And the guy quickly went and told a version of a story to people around her. And it's entertainment people. Very similar.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody bothered to first ask her what. Once she finally released her version of events, now it's people saying we should have, could have, would have, would have, should have, would have,
would have, could have, would have. In the special episode, that people will rue the day. They will rue the day. And it's not like I ain't got no receipts. Best believe I've got the receipts. And one day, when I feel I've built up enough strength to go through the justice system, I will go through the justice system and I will take back everything that is mine, rightfully so, with the law by my side, because I got the receipts. Like, I have the witnesses.
Like, this man took a business she built, took a circle from her, took her spark, took so much from her, and there are people who stick beside him without asking her version of the story first, who go on public platforms and claim to know things without getting her version of the story first.
One day.
Who stay with their chest.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy is that... Why are you getting worked out? And you know what's crazy is that, like...
One day. Somebody
can be absolutely terrible to you, but so good to other people.
No,
you know... To the point where if you tell the truth of who they are, it'll be so impossible to believe that you...
For those
you
people.
You have to show them. Mm. You have to have the receipts. You have to have evidence for what you're saying because they put up such a fantastic performance that there's no way he could do this. There's no, absolutely, you know. That's why I'm waiting for the time that I have the strength, and when I do.
Let's forgive those people who didn't know Shem.
I also feel a little bit bad for putting them in his space as well because I brought them there.
But I will forgive. Let's forgive them because they didn't know. Like, I feel like the same way he managed to manipulate you for 3 years,
yeah.
He's capable of doing the same to those people. So it's kind of having grace for them as well. Don't worry, God will give you the ability one day.
Okay. The second part of our conversation is reclaiming the body, right? Mm. Reclaim, getting your spark back and reclaiming your body if it's ever been compromised. Whether that be by body dysmorphia that we've had a conversation about here before, mm-hmm. but by abuse, you know. How did you get your spark back?
People, like, funny enough, people take away your spark, but people bring it back too. Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, insane.
Like, people, there are people who take away your spark, but there are people that God brings to. Where he, like, shows himself through those people and breathes it back into you, you know, type of thing. I think my spark never fully went out in high school, no matter what I went through, because of this one teacher, Mrs. Ratswana. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, there were students who didn't like her, and I didn't get it. That lady has a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. Like, she would, like, if she ever saw an instance where she could see people are literally trying to dim me down, she would, in the same public setting they tried to do that, she would, in the same public setting, put them in their place, which made people think that she probably had favoritism towards me or whatever, but she was just a mother.
Yeah.
Being a mother, seeing that, no, this child is being bullied. Yeah. This lady nursed me through high school, mm-hmm. type of thing. Like, she... did so much. She bred so much life into me. Her, we had Mrs. Jacobs, so many teachers of mine, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was, and I had even a friend group that I ended up developing later on. Shout out Nikki, Shirley, and all these people who kind of like kept the spark, who kept me going. Like, guys, you know, do you understand the consequence of literally like holding a meeting about somebody in their most fragile years, like I was 17, 16, 17, you know, and you're having people spreading rumors like, oh, she changed the timetable, she's the reason why our matric jacket is red. Mm-hmm. Like, there were so many rumors, you know, oh, we're not getting lockers because of this girl. So many rumors. Mm-hmm. And they are being perpetuated by so many people. Mm-hmm. And people are holding meetings, people are threatening to beat you after school. Not one person, but an entire group of people, you know. Do you know how that can break someone? Mm. And in my trick, like, I could have made the decision not to go back to school after COVID. You know, like, there's so much, and they don't even know what's happening in your personal life, you know. And then you have your Tato's laughter. I love it. Down.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, people who then, like, breathe that life back into you. So that was, for me, was God.
Yeah. That's beautiful. How did I get my spark back? How did I get my spark back?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I think, one, being intentional about my healing.
Okay.
Right? Telling the truth about every circumstance that happened, how I got there. Mm. Because when you leave an abusive relationship, it's very easy to crumble and put yourself in a victim mentality. Like, hey, this happened to me. He did this to me. But I needed also to take accountability for how I got myself into that situation. I went back over and over and over. I went back over and over and over again. And that's where the healing began. I think before you even reignite your spark, heal.
That's reignite because then your spark.
if you reignite a spark without healing, you burn people.
That's true. You become a resentful person.
You become a resentful person. You become a vengeful person. That spark that exists is not a spark that will light up the room. It's a spark that will burn that thing to the ground. And I needed to ensure that if I am going to be a light, I've got to be a good one. You know, I've got to be a light that, you know, puts others in the spotlight as well. That makes others seen, not a light that, you know, uses what has happened to them as a reason to be vile to other people. So also healing.
My question is, would the people who thought they knew and realized that they actually didn't know, and they come and they offer you apologies,
I will accept the apology. You genuinely did not know. Okay. I mean, maybe I was, maybe I am a little bit upset at you for not asking. But sometimes when you're career driven, when you've also got, you know, food to put on your plate, when you've got your own concerns and traumas, you lose sight of what could be happening, you know, of the bigger picture. So I have grace for that, absolutely, because I may also have been in a position where somebody was abused and I had no idea, you know. So I have grace for that. Apology accepted even before it's even said. I have no grace, though, for someone who antagonized me as a result. You will never, ever be human to me again. Ever. And that may be my fatal flaw, that once I dehumanize you, you will never be human again, so be it. So be it. I have the agency over my life, and who will never, ever be part of it again. Ever. Once you're dead, you're dead. And my other fatal flaw is that my loyalty, how formidable I am as a friend is how formidable I am.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. You will never find any rest if you do me dirty like that. Like, there's a do me dirty when you genuinely didn't know, you didn't intend to.
It's a whoops.
Or maybe a miscommunication.
Yeah, those happen a lot in relationships. But now when you're intentional about doing me dirty,
then we have an issue, and we have an issue for a lifetime. I do not play like that. I do not. This whole, yes, forgiveness, I can forgive you, but stay far.
Kumbaya.
Stay far. I don't mean to take up most of the conversation.
Okay.
But in reclaiming my body, I think you can also speak about it, you know, your experiences. Yeah. But I've also, Bali's going to be so proud of us for this, but I've also experienced sexual abuse. And what that does when somebody violates your agency, does not hear any words of consent or retraction of consent, you live in survival mode. And your body becomes a thing that you cover because you think that was the inciting moment, you know? Because in the beginning of, like, me being modest, it was not necessarily a modesty of the heart thing. It was a defense mechanism. Like, you know what? If you don't see it, you're not going to want to cross that boundary. So reclaiming my body means, you know, loving it for, one, taking back my consent and knowing that just because one person didn't hear me doesn't mean anybody else is not going to hear me. Surrounding myself with people who understand consent as well. And speaking about it, again, telling the truth, just tell the truth about why you're so closed off, about why you think twice when you hug someone, about why, you know, sex is such a difficult thing for you to wrap your head around as a healthy thing. You know, you think of it as
something that
is taken from you, you know? So yeah, telling the truth. I think reclaiming my body has a lot to do with putting it in shape that makes me happy as well. I think going to the gym has been absolutely healing for me, in that as much as it's like, you know, a medium of expression and like an outlet of frustration, because, you know, when you carry that 10 kg, you say, today I'm sweating it out, you know? But on top of putting it into your workout routine, you are shaping yourself into the person, or let me say the image, silhouette of who you want to be, you know? So yeah, that's my reclaiming my body. Yeah,
for me, I was manipulated, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, this person, like, funny enough, it's a form of like rape, and yeah, people aren't aware. But when you manipulate a person into sleeping with you, right?
Are you talking about first? Yeah, yeah.
I was like once manipulated, yeah, like where you manipulate a situation, you manipulate.
Down. Can I please? Yeah,
it's okay. I'll do better next.
Don't time. Apologize. My goodness. Don't apologize.
Thank you. Girl, must put them on standby.
Yeah, no, don't worry. We had them on standby. Here you go. Also, swaggy.
Yeah, guys, guys,
I'll apologize.
I'll be a better person. Like,
oh my gosh, you are a better person. Don't apologize.
Yeah, like, so, like, when you're, like, being, like, manipulated, right, into doing certain things, right, you're not aware that the consent you gave was out of the wrong premise, you know, the wrong standing, you know, and men need to be careful with that. Manipulation to get what you want, you know, because it's not necessarily consent.
It's not consent at all.
Yeah, you manipulated someone into getting what you want, you know. Yeah. So, like, I didn't internalize it or realize it that it was a situation that left me feeling violated, and I guess for me, the defense mechanism was, oh guys, oh, I don't know, like, I just ran away from it. Like, I feel like that, maybe that's why I also fear getting into relationship, because it's like, relationship, man, yes, you know, type of thing, you know. Yeah. So it's a whole complicated thing, and that's why I'm like, oh no, I can stay like years celibate and all those things, I have no problem, because my relationship with that, with sex, is not a...
It's not a healthy one.
It's not a healthy one, you know? Yeah. So...
What are you doing to reclaim your body?
I guess it's... understanding that what they did was wrong. Mm-hmm. I feel like I find it very difficult to tell the truth about somebody doing me wrong. You know, like, I feel like I'm conflict avoidant to that extent. Like, I don't want to see you in a bad light. I don't want to view you in a bad way. It takes a lot for me to view you in a bad way. Like, I'm a very forgiving person, you know. So it's like, in order for me not to see you in a bad way, it's me not recognizing how what you did was wrong, you know. So it's accepting that truth, that what you did was wrong, you know, and in that, it's me reclaiming, my body.
Did you realize all of that right now? It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, guys, I'll be a better person.
You are a
with
better
the
person.
Tears and stuff.
Just keep looking down.
It's running down.
Yeah. Yep. said that last week. But you know what? We'll take it week by week. You know what's also part of healing is that realization that you came to right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of telling the truth. The complete truth. Because there are facts and then there's the truth. Mm. The facts is the sequence of events. Mm. Sure. The truth is everything behind the sequence of events. Mm. So maybe for years, you just saw, oh, man, he played me or whatever. Yeah. You know? Or they played me. That's facts. But the truth is you were manipulated. And to tell the truth means to look at the facts in a completely objective manner. Mm. Not as somebody who just experienced one end of things, but the possible thought process of the other
person. Mm.
And to see them as vindictive as they are. Mm. To see them as truly vile and evil as they are. Sometimes we need to relinquish our idea that everybody has some goodness in them. Some people just don't. Some people just don't. We also need to heal our minds in knowing that there might not be any good in the situation. They might not even have intent. To see the good in everyone is a utopian way of thinking. Some people are just genuinely not.
This reminds me of, like, I did a TikTok that trended the recent deal with Paki, the interview.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yo, let me tell you, two of his exes commented on that interview.
And said what?
One ex said, lol. The other ex said, it's his name being the search for me.
Lol. And how did his name become the search?
Bro, because I was shocked too.
Nah, people can snoop. Yeah. Nah, people can snoop. You didn't even give a hint.
I didn't give a hint. Nothing. No, nothing. Like, that's how I thought, like, no one was going to put the dots together. I saw his comment, too.
He commented.
And then he deleted it. He commented something along the lines of, like, two sides of a story. He commented something, right?
And in
my head, I think he thought what I did was vindictive, but I genuinely didn't think anyone would link it to him.
Yeah, you do.
And now, waba uCinderella. He wore the shoe. Like, why would you wear the shoe? Why are you Cinderella?
If you didn't explicitly say my name,
I didn't call you out. So basically, what I'm referencing the situation is, Paki asked me, "What did that situation teach you?"
And you said nothing.
I said nothing. Yeah. And people are like trying to find that. No, it taught me to believe in your dreams. Like, they're like, "Oh, it taught you to believe in your dreams." No. I've always known my dreams do thingy. That's not what it taught me.
Yeah.
Some situations genuinely teach you nothing.
It's just like, damn.
It's just like, damn, I can't believe it. Damn. Like, damn, you know? Like, you know, like, it literally, all they do is actually maybe make you repair what those situations broke.
Yeah.
Which maybe teaches you strength.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they teach you nothing.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be like, this situation taught me nothing.
Yeah. Sure. Guys, heavy, 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 heavy. How much time are we in? 1 hour. Nice, we can close it out. Heavy, long topic, guys. Talk to us about how you regained your spark, how you reclaimed your body, because that too is part of becoming her. It's about telling the entire truth about your experiences, how they affected you, and what you're doing to rise above all of that, to be a better person, love yourself more, because all of these situations, you know, impact how we love ourselves. And we've spoken at length on how, you know, how we undo trauma in the brain.
Yes, we have.
We've spoken about practical ways. Go back and go see for yourself. We've spoken about practical ways on how to heal. So we've just touched on it here, but we've gone in depth in the conversation. We're happy to engage with you in our comment section.
And hopefully soon in person as well.
Really soon in person. Do you want to give the cues?
Subscribe, like, comment, share. And then I want you guys to comment, like, you know, the stars for regaining spark. There's just two stars.
Is it two or three?
I don't know. Three. One, two, three.
The sparkles.
The sparkles. Yes. Comment sparkles for regaining spark.
Yes. See you guys next week.
Love you loads.